Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel
to the beach, y'all?
Ah, yeah. Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger, happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's lasting longest, and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe.
Into the beach, y'all. We don't stop. Your corner. We don't stop.
Yes.
Hey, Lady T.
Hey,
what's happening, T? You know, I got to be the pettiest person on earth, for real, y'all. You know, I dedicate our opening song, MC Breeze. Ain't no future in your frontin'. To all of radio sports jockeys, personalities, whatever y'all want to call y'allself today, in this DMV area. They know your boy, Tree. They know who I am. You know, I'm gonna just say that, and I'm not. Listen. I'm not being arrogant or anything facetious. Thank you, Tip. I'm not being any of those. But after that debacle Sunday evening that pitch me off, pitch cold performance that our team had, I said, you know what, I'm going to call in to some of the sports talk in the area. And I know DMV Kale hasn't called in a while because my attention really is on the corner and all of the corny ends, if I can say so. So I mean, you don't have a whole lot of time, you know, to call into those shows, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna make time. So I called in. First, the person who received the call said, who? I said, it's DMV Kale. Who? DMV Kale. And he said, DMV Kale and Drab, who's a buddy of mine from way back, still worked at the station, he said, DMV Kale? And the dude was like, yeah, I think that's what he's saying. So Drab said, give me the phone. So Drab took the phone. He said, DMV Kale. I said, yeah. He said, man, where the hell you been? And, you know, we broke off into our own conversation. And he said, man, I'm going to put you right to the front, Kale. And I said, you know, I that's what I expect, dog. You know what I mean? Because I've been sitting on hold for a minute, and he was like, man, don't worry about it. I know this is you. This is your line. You'll be the next person. So I'm sitting there, and they're talking about everything under the sun to everyone under the sun. And I'm like, okay, I know Drab put me through. I know he did. You know, I go way back with this dude. You know what I mean? What's really good? What's going on for real? So, long story short, I ended up hanging up, right? And when I hung up, they said my name over the air, DMV Kale. Man, sorry about that, man. Call back in. We trying to get you. Call back in. I didn't call back in. You know me, Trace. You know me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
All you get is one chance to make me feel silly. I'm not going to give you another. I'll call back in when I feel, you know, the need to call in, or I feel that I have something I want to say. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they did, I mean, they really made a bad feeling worse. You know what I mean? Because I was already feeling jacked, you know. Hey, y'all, and I'm telling y'all, young, get you a tree, young. Get you a tree. Because tree stopped the Bama from going to jail. Tree stopped the Bama from losing friends. Get you a tree. You understand, y'all understand me? Because, yeah, she stepped up for real because I was heated. I was heated. And you know what? I thought to myself, Tree, I'm just rambling on and on, but y'all, this is the beginning of the show. Hey, everybody. Y'all, welcome. We love y'all. But let me get this off my chest. Since I thought about it, I thought about what you said. It's nothing I can do about it. Nothing.
Nope.
I can get mad. I can get upset. You know, I can get ticked off. I can feel like this and that and you know, everything. And I look at along our sideline, and we're going to get into the fight, of course, but I see smiles. I see people chilling, you know, and I'm like, you know what, Kale, you really have to stop putting more energy into this team and what's going on than they are willing to put into it themselves. Now, I'm not 57. I'm not Marcus, you know, all these cats with their roundabout ways. Because every time my team plays, I want to win. Every time. So, you know, you ain't going to hear DMV Kale saying no mess like, I don't want to lose. No. I don't care if it's the last damn game of the season. Our draft status is already, you know, in the mix. I do not want to see my team lose. And imagine this, it's the last game, it's no playoff game, so the last memory I have of my team of 2021 is a loss. Sorry, no, not what I want. Not what I want. Or the beginning of the opening of 2022. Is a loss. No. You know what I mean? You can have that. You can have that, Matt Joe. I'll never, ever fix my mouth to say I want to see my team lose. Are you crazy? That to me is like, dude, why do you even rep? You know what I mean? Why watch it? If you okay with seeing your team lose. And I understand. I'm not a fool. I've been watching sports for a long time. So I know you're losing for better draft positions. I understand all of that. But the draft is next April, okay? I ain't giving up no game in December, January for April. Listen, we've given away draft picks to trade up before. And if we see the need to trade up, because honestly, what we need, what this, oh, my goodness. See, why you ain't stop me?
Because, I mean, you have to get it out. I'm just letting you get it out, bro.
Why you ain't stop me, girl? On today's episode, we will be discussing the latest NBA news. Will LeBron and the Lakers make a move for Ben Simmons? You know, also the latest on one Ben Simmons news and how it might not settle well with the Philly fans. Quentin Grimes emerging into a bigger role for the Knicks. Congratulations. Bullson, Alfonso McKinney, and Wave Alize Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to that's the NBA talk, everybody. We're going to go into week 16 of the NFL season, winners and losers, surprises and expectations. Lady T reveals the winner of week 16. Lady T, pick 'em. Yeah, I mean, all this, and then some, and a bag of chips, and some Popeyes. Girl, I got some Popeyes chicken.
Nuggets. Keep it moving.
Lord, Lord. Yeah, all this and more today on this episode of Skilled Corner. And you know what? I'm going to play this song again, but I ain't going to have the story out there. As soon as we come back, we'll go into the NBA talk. 563-999-3782. To every Bama in the DMV, radio personality, sports personality, this is a direct message to you from Kale's Corner, you Bammers. See, God don't like ugly.
Yeah,
I do
okay.
Like ugly.
Okay.
Not at all. This sound hard. Funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breeze. There ain't no future in your front.
Caught with a kilo, and if you ever do, yo, will never be with me, yo. Serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Black on black Benzo, we'll get it up for me, yo. Never have to worry about my posse getting.
I never got caught with the Gila. I love this song. hey, Tree.
Yeah.
Why is LeBron and the Lakers trying to bring everybody to that Lakers team, man?
Because they know they need some help. They need all the help that they can get, bro. They're not going to make it.
There ain't going to be nobody to play against soon. If they keep picking every damn body for the Lakers team, there ain't going to be nobody to play against the Lakers. Now they're talking Ben Simmons. And I'm going to say this for the record. Mr. Simmons, please stay away from that team. Please.
Okay.
Because you're already coming out of a situation where you're being ridiculed and blamed and they, you know, trying to throw everything on you. If you go and play with LeBron, if y'all win, it's going to be because of LeBron. If y'all lose, it's going to be because of everybody else on that team. So if I were you, hey, I would not go nowhere near that team. I would not go nowhere near that team. And if my agent calls me trying to talk about them, I'm hanging the phone up. Listen. It's plenty of other teams you could go to, and facilitation. It was all they really truly need from you. Maybe 8 to 10 points a game, a contest, but they're really only depending on you to facilitate. That's where you need to go. That's where you need to go. And we know that Ben Simmons, we know that Ben Simmons can take over a game at any time. We've seen him do it. So we know this. And who knows? maybe that's why LeBron and the Lakers are showing interest. You know, I'm just saying, I would avoid them Bammers like the plague. I would avoid them Bammers like the plague. Seriously, man. Seriously, because for real, think about this, Trace. Other than LeBron James, whose career has gone up as a result of playing alongside him? Even Kyrie Irving, his career went kind of parallel, you know, but it didn't really go up. All he did in that championship, he didn't really receive all the accolades and everything that everybody thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just saying. Let's go to my man Lou.
But especially, Kale, when you got Stephen A. Smith, every time he shake Kyrie Irving is something negative, so he's going to make him be real negative when it comes to his name, so it's going to make it seem like he ain't do nothing.
True that.
If you really look at
it. That's the truth. I can agree with you on that. And I swear, Tree, ever since you have said that about Stephen A. Smith, I listen closer to what he's saying and how he's communicating. And I see exactly what you're saying. That dude is, hater isn't even the word. Hater isn't even the word, really, to describe him. Come on, Lou. What say you on this subject, bro?
Hey, Lou.
Don't go to the Lakers. Whatever you do, don't go to the Lakers. That team is banged up enough as it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody
thought that Westbrook was going to be, you know, the one to help with Lakers, and he hasn't done much. So I wouldn't take his Lakers. They're so beat up right now.
Yeah. And not to mention, let's keep it fair, y'all. He's coming out of a scapegoat type situation where everybody's looking at him and pointing their fingers at him. Why would he want to go back into one? No, man.
That don't make any sense. I just want to go back into something like that.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
Let's take the call of our Huckleberry. What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, Huckleberry. All right.
If I was Ben Simmons, I'd jump on that train and get on down to L.A. and be done with it.
Forget
get
it.
On out of
L.A.
Yeah. Huh? L.A.
You mean the Lakers? The Lakers?
Yeah.
Really?
He's not playing. He's not playing. All he's doing is getting dogged in Philly by, you know, his character's being assassinated. His game is being assassinated. You know, he's not going to gain anything else by staying in Philly at all. And they're not going to gain anything. So if you got an opportunity to leave, go to the Lakers. Why not go to the Lakers? It ain't. Don't forget about this. The Lakers. You going to California? You going to L.A.?
Mm-mm.
That's what you
Mm-mm.
think about. That. That's what you think about. You getting away from a bad situation in Philly, and you going to the Lakers where there are more opportunities for you and more opportunities for you to change your game. I would leave if I was him. If it came around, I would leave.
Mm-hmm.
57.
I would leave just because I want it out of Philly. I'd be a little skeptical because it's the Lakers, but I wouldn't care because I need out of this situation. I need some peace of mind, and I need comfort in with my sanity. The game will come.
You're not worth. Listen. 57 and 3.
But ain't nobody else trying to get him right now. That's the only thing I'm saying. If somebody else trying to get him, then go to whoever's trying to get him.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
I wouldn't care if it was Atlanta or Miami or whoever wanted it, get out of Philly.
Right.
Get out of Philly.
That's my point.
I agree with that point. Get out of Philly. We all agree on that. But where we differ is, why leave a contentious situation to join up on a toxic situation? That's,
but
no,
ain't toxic,
that's
but
not
for me
to help you.
It ain't exactly what like she was getting ready to say. It
ain't
toxic
for
him
me.
In L.A.
Yeah,
that's
it ain't toxic for him.
Because he's,
you know,
new.
They got
he,
other problems.
He's
new.
Yeah,
he's
new. And,
yeah.
And he's just like, you know the funny part about it? I was talking to my daughter about my granddaughter, and I was like, well, she liked her Christmas toys. She said, yeah, Dad, she loved everything. Now, y'all remember Christmas was Saturday, right? Today is Tuesday. Yesterday, she called me and said, Dad, she ain't even paying attention to them toys no more. That is what Ben Simmons is going. He's the new toy. He'll be the new toy, and everybody, oh, yeah, yeah. Remember,
yeah.
They were so in love with Westbrook. They were so in love and enamored over Westbrook. Now, you say Westbrook is like you shoving lemons down their throat. Serious. Don't go to no situation where it'll be eventually another situation, and because it's LeBron James, and because they receive the attention that they do, he has no control.
I see he is Philly. If Philly right now is on him. If you go to L.A., the focus ain't on Ben Simmons. I mean, it's going to be on Ben Simmons that he's coming there, but they got Anthony Davis, LeBron, Westbrook, all of them guys drawing attention. All you got to do is go there, and a change of scenery might be good. All you got to do is go there and play ball. That's all you got to do. The superstars are already there. Just go there and play ball.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree. I disagree, man, because it's always something else when you're playing with the king. It's always something else. And usually, like I said, all the good is heaped on LeBron. All the negativity is heaped on everybody else. Everybody else. LeBron will have a 6-turnover night. And they don't want to talk about the fact that Ben Simmons missed 3 shots. LeBron will miss. He'll go 2-for-14 from the 3-point line. And they don't want to talk about the fact that Ben Simmons had 4 turnovers. Nah, man. No. I'm telling you, because he's coming out of a fragile state, that would not be a good move. It just wouldn't, in my book. I could be wrong, and you all could be absolutely right. But I'm just saying the mixing of the peanut butter and jelly is going to make a sandwich. That I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Let's see what my man Tang got to say on this. What's up, bro?
Carol's calling the family. How y'all doing today? What's up,
what's
big
up?
Bro? Miss P, Huckleberry. Lou, how you doing, big bro?
All right. Thank you.
Everything good. Hey, man, I was listening to y'all, and it's crazy because when I was listening to you earlier, I was like, yeah, you right, man. He do not need to go there. But then when I heard 57, I was like, dang, he do need to just get up out of there. And the same thing, big boy, that you were saying, that what's going to happen if L.A., he already went through that in Philly. That's just what they was doing. They ain't never talk about what nobody else was doing. They was just talking about what my man did in the joint. His little 2 mistakes or whatever mistakes he made, why they think they lost. They ain't talk about nobody else's mistakes. So hopefully he don't go through that if he do go there, because he definitely do need to get up out of Philly, man. Because he ain't going to never play if he stay there. Contract over with. When is that? Next year?
Mm-hmm.
They still have him for how long? Another year? He'll be sitting on the bench again. You know, maybe he needs to just go to L.A. and just do a 1 year, 2 year, something. But if he can do it less than that, I don't know. He need to get up out of there, though.
Yep.
And, I'm surprised. And you know, this one fact that kills me, you know. You all are not playing the guy. You all really don't want him on his team. But instead of just making a trade to get that headache out of your locker room and to send him on his way, you all will sit there and try to negotiate the best deal for the team. Well, in this situation, to me, the best deal for the team would be to go ahead and allow him to go. Yeah. Allow him to go. You have to realize just how valuable and important peace of mind is. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But this is the thing, though, Kim. So this is my thing. We know it's dysfunction in L.A. only because we see how it's playing out. But who's to say if he went to Cleveland or he went somewhere else and it's not dysfunction there as well? We just don't see it. So
I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say. It could be other ways of somebody mentally messing, you know, bothering his head or whatever in his headspace. That's the unknown thing. That's what I'm trying to say. That's an unknown thing. We all sitting right here speculating about where this man should go and where he shouldn't go. But what he should do is get his mind together and just go to whoever the offering to take me. Because ain't nobody else.
Yep.
Look, the Lakers is offering to take him, Kale. So you're saying he shouldn't go. But okay, hold on, wait a minute. But you want him to go to the Lakers. I mean, you don't want him to go to the Lakers, right? But want him to have a missing state of mind, and nobody else is offering a dime for him. But Philly still got them on his roster. So what are you supposed to do?
Listen, it's just as simple as this, okay? We think with any other team that this nonsense going to go on. We know for a fact with the Lakers, it's going to go on. With these other teams, we're guessing. Maybe it will.
Who else won them, Kale? Who else won them is what I keep saying.
And I'm telling you, I believe it's other teams that want Ben Simmons' services. The media just is not putting that out, and the other teams are not making a bigger splash as the Lakers are.
If I would have said that to you, Kim, you know what you would have said to me? You would have said, come on, Tree, you pushing it. You pushing it.
Right.
That's what you would have said to me.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question. Do they not operate that way? Do
absolutely.
Teams not operate that in total cloakness?
Absolutely,
do
they do.
Okay, so how is that? Come on, Kale. If
no,
teams
no,
operate
I
that
if
way,
I would have, no, no, no. If I would have said that, it came on the thing. You would have said, "Come on, Tracy, now you being the girl."
No, I wouldn't. Because that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense because teams operate that way.
They do, Kale. They do operate that way. But listen, this has been going on since last year? He ain't played none.
Yeah, we started talking about it.
It would have been somewhere, something would have slipped out somewhere that other teams is trying to get this man. It ain't going to be that secret for this all the way to now. And still being a secret?
Well,
nobody don't want that man. Nobody, they put such a bad bone out on this man that don't nobody want this man, nobody but the Lakers.
And
if the Lakers talking about getting him, then I'm on that train.
I guarantee you someone's going to come out of nowhere. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
And it's going to be out of nowhere to us.
It'd be nice if they hurry up, because I know love if they hurry up and came on with it. He tied in and Philly. He wants him to come home with it then. If y'all, if, okay, well, I'm going to put a now, whoever out there, y'all, this man is tired of waiting. Come on and
get
him. Right now.
Yep.
Because he ain't never ran from nobody.
Doc Rivers should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah,
he should be ashamed of himself. Because
he's
supposed to be a player's coach. He should have been worked out a deal to get that dude back on the court. Instead of letting that dude suffer through all this bull crap. Even if it's for real, you should have. Popovich, while Leonard was having problems, what did Popovich do? Got rid of him, didn't he?
Yes.
You know, and we know Kawhi Leonard is a bona fide superstar. So if you're a player coach, why don't you help this guy get out of Philly?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, Doc Rivers has had lately a lot of actions that make you scratch your head and wonder what the heck is Doc doing. You know, from allowing Embiid to make public notice of locker room conversation. As a coach and an ex-player, I would think you would be all over that. Nah, man, because once it's out in the media, we can't retract it. And we're going to constantly have to answer those questions over and over and over again. And we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. So that surprised me about Doc Rivers, because I just knew as a player, once player, and now coach, he would say, you know what, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. With everything that went on with him and the Clippers. What really have you learned from that?
Philly didn't The Clippers surprised me. The Clippers surprised me because Doc had a bona fide championship, and he got coached out of it.
Expand on that. What do you mean by he got coached out of it?
Well, he had Kawhi Leonard, and he had Paul. He had a bona fide team. They should have won that night. I think it was that Kawhi Leonard's first year there. I think it was his first year there. Treats probably know better than I do.
Yeah, it was.
It was his first year. He had a bona fide team. All he had to do was coach the team the correct way, but he didn't. Matter of fact, didn't he let Kawhi Leonard sit a couple of games in the championship?
Yeah.
Something like that. But he got out-coached the whole championship, and he had a better team. Doc Rivers, man, forget him. The way he's doing Ben Simmons ain't right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go like that, man. I just don't feel he's doing Ben Simmons right. I really don't.
No, speak your mind. That's what we do on the corner, man. We speak our mind, and we are not apologetic for it. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Because I agree, you know, not just Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Seth Curry, you know, I can look up and down that roster and see mistakes that Doc has made, and I'm wondering who exactly is really making those calls. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just ironic to me.
Yep. You see my boy Harrell tag him beat in the mouth the other night. I was so glad to see that. He got physical. Hey, I'm like, you don't want to mess with Harrell under the basket like that, but I don't care if you are 17.
No.
He went
1988
on him.
Didn't he? Went back to the bullet.
Okay. But are we talking about dunks?
Yeah.
Are we talking about dunks? Did y'all see the dunk on LeBron?
Hey. You know that's blasphemy.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk. You can't talk about the king being dumped on. That's blasphemous, Tree.
Wow, who's gonna be mad?
Everybody.
Oh, when we talk about it on the corner, he got. I mean, that man came down on that little spot on the top of his head.
Oh wow!
Oh, the bra.
Oh wow! Not the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Came down on that little
stadium
on his head.
We are so bad.
Hey, what's wrong with Kevin Durant, man? He ain't got no barber in New York, in New Jersey, Blue. Y'all ain't got no barber.
I think y'all
no.
keep telling y'all, man.
Or
y'all
got
to start talking about my man, man. I
or
think
lotion.
Something wrong.
Don't lotion either.
Hey,
no,
bro, you can't trim your joint up. You can't edge it up or nothing. I mean, what kind of skin disease you got?
Hey, y'all, on the corner,
right.
Y'all got to stop.
Something
wrong with my man, Kevin KD. And y'all know that. Stop joning on my man
all
like that. You can see something wrong with
it. We was over my people's house. We was over my people's house watching inside the NBA. And my aunt, who knows nothing basketball, she was like, that little skinny dude from Africa, I'm telling you, he is nice. And we was like,
everybody was like,
and I was like, is that a combo? And she was like, nah, I know him. He played for the green and white team. I said, well, what's the color of the team? She said, black and silver. We pulled up Kevin Durant on the computer. She said, yeah. That dude, he from Sierra Leone. I was like, you know what? I ain't even talking to you. I said, that man ain't from Africa. That man right here from C. Pleasant, Maryland. She was like, Oh, my goodness.
He got an African
hat. She said, what's wrong with his head? I said, man, you know what? I'm not even going to have this conversation with you, man.
Well.
I'm not going to have it. Hey,
y'all
hey, you know.
What's wrong with his head, man?
No,
y'all
man. I got
what? Yeah, no. Seriously. Next time you look at it, it's. I'm telling y'all, when he come out, it's going to be something like he got something wrong with his scalp. It's something, because when you look at it real bad, his scalp don't look right when you look at it. It's something. It's not just beady.
Look,
man. I
wouldn't look
beady,
right either if I don't take care of me.
Thank
I
you.
This
is what I say every time I see it.
It's infected now. It's infected
now. He could not invite me to his house for Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Well, let's go back to the basketball, because I ain't nobody about to sit right here and talk about this man and his skin.
Let me say this, though.
Hey, look.
You have an athlete that spends more than $1 million on his body. Okay? That's where we are now. He spends over $1 million on his body. Kevin Durant can put a couple. If he had something going on with his skin and his scalp, I don't know if he's already tried, but I'm going to
you
say
think he did. He's
not tried.
He's been out L.A. He didn't try. He's been out
he
L.A.
He looks like he only spent about $500.
He went to
he
and look at LeBron. LeBron's helping a little bit, and he's been out L.A. LeBron's helping a little bit, and he's been out L.A. You think Kevin ain't tried? He was out there with Golden State, man. He tried.
No, he went to
that doctor.
He gave that doctor $5. That doctor cut the foot off some stockings and told him to put it on.
I tried to save you a long time ago, but you can't move.
That was the UK just came out.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back, man.
Wait a minute. This love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me.
Smoking out the window. Out the window. Must have spent $35,000, $45,000 up in Tiffany.
y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. Quentin Grimes, his role is emerging bigger with the Knicks, which I, you know, and that's one thing I love about basketball, man. They're able to sign these players to 10-day contracts, and you know, these guys. I hate when a player is signed to a 10-day contract and they don't even really give them an opportunity. But when they do give one of these guys an opportunity, and he's making the absolute most of it, I love it. I love it. You know, I feel like one for the little guy. You know what I mean? Everybody knows the players who are going through the draft and who were in the Final Four and who won in that tournament and everything. But for a guy to just emerge like that and actually be given a legitimate opportunity, I love that about basketball. I really do. Really do. Go ahead, Trace.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just listening, and we all loving. I love that he's gotten this opportunity, because right. most of the players, when they come up, they be so scared, like they be so scared to just play their game. Like this young guy, he is really like this. Hey, this me, this what I got. And I'm just going to leave it out here every game. I'm leaving it out here every game. And now I think they're going to keep him. He might be fine. He might be going to get a permanent spot.
Well, if New York doesn't, I know a few other teams that will sign him for a permanent spot. And that again, it goes back to what I say. That's one thing I love about the NBA. And they do it in football. They do it in football, but it's really not the same, you know. Most guys that are signed in football are signed off of other teams' practice squad, so we don't really get an opportunity until they sign to see them. In the NBA, these guys are being brought up by the teams that they're playing for. You know, they're given an opportunity by the team that they actually play for. So, to me, that, you know, that's cool. That is cool, man. You know, this team thought enough of me to give me an opportunity. Let me go ahead in this 10 days time. And the average NBA team plays, what, maybe four to five games in that 10-day span, maybe even more, really, in that 10-day span. In the NBA, back-to-back ain't nothing. They go back-to-back to back some nights. So
well,
the young man is – excuse me?
To go back-to-back is one thing, but to go three nights in a row, that's almost unheard of in the NBA. Almost.
I don't know, Lou.
Doesn't happen often.
Yeah. But we do see circumstances and situations where that is the case. So I'm with
very
you.
Very rare.
Though they really try not to schedule the teams to play in that manner. Sometimes
right.
It's just unavoidable. Sometimes it's just unavoidable. And in football, you'll never see that. You'll never see that. They're going to say...
That would never work.
Yeah, exactly. You got to wait. You know what I mean? That's all it is to it. But, again, you know, congratulations to this young man. And I hope he makes the best of it. I hope he makes the best of it. And Alfonso McKinney as well. With your team, Tree, with the Bulls, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what they didn't see in Ali Johnson to make them waive him. But, you know, hey, you either fit the team or you don't.
Well,
you know
don't,
what I mean?
Yeah,
and
funny, the chemistry.
Exactly.
We
need
exactly. on chemistry.
Exactly. And real quick, I got to give a shout out to Otto Porter. You know,
yeah.
He's balling. Otto Porter
yeah.
is balling right now with Golden State. Matter of fact, Golden State primarily won that game the other night because Otto Porter hit 7 shots in a row. And he got a key rebound, exactly. So it's good to see, you know, a player that started out here in Washington still keep
mm-hmm.
up.
That's all you
got to
do.
What's that?
That's all you got to do.
I want to do.
Just start out here in Washington. Leave and go someplace else and become a champion. Come here,
well,
get your
right.
feet wet, and then leave and go and become a champion someplace else. We
right.
can't win
that's
no champion here.
Otto had to find his niche. See what it is. They don't need him to be a star out there. See, when you need Otto to be a star, it shakes him up a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's all it was. That's all it was. He can't have the focus all on him. He's a hell of a role player, and he my man.
Every time we get a player, we need him. Yeah.
See, we need him.
That's great.
We needed it.
That's a great point, Tim. That's a great. And I mean, think about this. He came from Georgetown.
Yes, sir.
From Georgetown. Remember Allen Iverson, Alonzo Mourning, Ewing, all these guys that came from Georgetown.
Mutombo.
They may not have been champions, but they put a mark on this league. They put
and
a mark on
the
this
NBA.
League.
And they changed
exactly.
the NBA. Each
exactly.
player that
now,
came from Georgetown turned the NBA in a certain direction. Telling you.
Exactly. So the expectation, being from Georgetown, being drafted by Washington, you know, there was a lot on him. There was a lot on him. So, you know, and the man just didn't, you know, he it was pressure. It was pressure that he didn't. Yeah, Debo said
before
at some
he got
point.
Drafted.
Debo said at some point people got to start blaming the system. These guys playing. I always like.
And that's
all
true
the
too.
Yeah,
and that's true too.
But
because
that's,
you try
well,
to change.
Otto Porter stayed hurt a lot too because when he was with us. He never seen the floor because he was hurt the whole time.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say when he was here with us, he wasn't hurt all the time. He got hurt, and then that's when that trade came about.
Yeah,
when
he
was here with us, he was tied with first on that 3-point shot list, and then he went to second on that 3-point shot list, and we just knew. We just knew that things were going to work out with him here. And then all of a sudden, just like that, boom, he just, I don't know what happened to his game. It just turned in another direction.
When he became, part of that big
touchdown.
It wasn't John Wall.
We used to talk about John Wall happened to him, bro. Me and you used to talk about it all the time. John Wall bullied that boy off that team, man.
Right.
He kept telling him to shoot. Him and Brad was pressing him to shoot the ball. And for some reason, when he had off nights, he was shy away from shooting, bro.
When John Wall wasn't on the floor, he was playing.
They kept putting the press on him like that. He just went into a shell. You're absolutely right. They was pressing him out to shoot the ball more. That's what they was pressing him for. But nights that he wasn't making them and he didn't shoot out of that slump, he just would be like, I ain't shooting no more. And then, they did keep getting on him because he was the third man. He was our big three, bro. We needed him to keep shooting. And when he didn't do it, they needed that help. So, they kept getting on him, and then he just shut down. Like, I ain't playing for y'all no more. And then that's how he turned it. He just found himself right now. He just found himself. That's because he's not the main focus. I'm telling you, I love Otto Porter, but I know his game now. He can't be the main vocal point. He has to be off the bench. He's a hell of a player, dog. I'm with Otto Porter, but that's just who he is. Because they didn't, they wasn't never dogging him. They just told
Otto
him
Porter
to shoot
Jr.,
more.
You mean?
Yeah, Otto Porter Jr. They kept telling him to shoot
more.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yes, they didn't never dog them, bro. I read about
it. And I'm
going to
tell you, as far as the Wizards go, he had one of the prettiest jumps on that team.
Oh, yeah.
It was pure. It was pure. I mean, it was a mystery why he missed shots. When that ball left his hands, man, it just looked like money every time.
Wasn't that the year Paul Pierce was with us?
That was
the vocal point. The big three was Pierce, Wong, and our main man Otto wasn't a vocal point, so he was shining. That's why we gave him that money. I wanted to give him the money too.
Yep. Hey man, why did I start rooting for the Wizards, bro? When they chose Otto Porter,
I said,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Wizards. They finally picked the
George Payne. Yeah, he loved George
Payne.
Now, 57. Multiply you and your thought by 2 to 3 million.
I can only imagine that.
And think about all 2 to 3 million of them, you know, expect their expectations on you. That's a lot of pressure, bro. That is a lot of pressure. So, you know, I hate the fact that it took him to get into Golden State to find himself, because I really wish he would have found himself here with us. But, keeping it real, this Wizard team was so toxic. You know what I mean? And it was that way for a while. And now they're trying to climb their way out of it. They're trying their damnedest to come around to being a great organization. But it's going to take time. It's going to take time. But we know now we can look at them and see a better direction. You know what I mean?
We definitely can.
Even without Bradley Beal, I must get that in there. You know? Even without Bradley Beal, man. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back, y'all. When we come back, we're going to go ahead into week 16 and Lady T. After we discuss a couple of these games, I want you to come on and let us know who won this week.
Will do.
It's something about Kim, that music and that microphone, y'all. And to see her up on that stage, look, forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah.
Forget about
week 16,
it.
Week 16 of the NFL, man. I can't remember a crazier week than this one. Seriously. I'm talking about the Houston Texans manhandling the Chargers as they did. I'm talking about my Washington football team not only fighting each other on the sideline, but nobody had no damn fight for the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody.
Right.
You know, and you know, not for nothing, my coach, Ron Rivera, I'm really starting to question was he a good a hire as I thought. And I'll give him a pass because dealing with the things that he's had to deal with, I'll be the first to admit it's a lot. It's a lot to have to deal with, you know. And anybody that tells you, oh, I can handle that, nah, you know, it's easy to say if you're not going through that. It's
right.
easy to say that if you're not going through that. But this, I have to question the attention to detail. Because when Ron Rivera was asked, when he was asked about that fight on the sideline, first his answer was, yeah, I talked to him. Everything is fine. It was just a mix-up. And then they asked him, was any disciplinary action going to be taken? And he said, no, I don't feel like that, you know, is necessary. My thing to that is, what you going to do next week when it's a mix-up between two other players? And they begin to fight. And then the week after that, two more begin to fight. And then you break out into training camp next season, and two more begin to fight. You got to nip, as a head coach, you got to nip these type of problems in the bud. In the bud. If I was the coach, when he was asked that question, I would have said, I'm getting to the bottom of that, and when I'm ready, I will let you all know what is decided. I will let you all know what we're going to do about this situation. But I do know the seriousness of players fighting on the sideline while we're in the middle of a battle. You can never, how can you come to a battle with more hatred and envy towards your teammate than the guys you're playing? That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Well, first of all, it got to be an actual battle. You can't be out there getting your butt whipped and talking about it's a battle. Come on, no.
Well, 57. Barring your comic relief,
I'm just thinking you chose a bad word that time. Battle was not the right word for what we saw Sunday night.
Every
I mean,
battle,
that wasn't a battle.
Every game
well,
is
then.
A battle until it's not.
Well, y'all
can
got
we
battle
on that?
Battle. Y'all got
every
battle.
Game,
we can agree on whatever you want
every,
to.
No. Answer my question. Answer my question.
No, I am not. Hey, look, Kale, we would have been through
every
this before, man. Don't mute me. Every game is a battle, and every game is mentioned as a battle until it's not. I'm not going to agree with you,
Kale.
I'm not even speaking about us.
I'm talking about when we hear commentary all the time. They take this team going into battle with that
they
team.
Wouldn't have called
this
that a battle, though. They would
battle.
Have said that game was a battle.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
would have said battle.
After we saw what happened. After we saw
no,
what
he's
happened.
Saying they all started
yeah,
out in
got,
battle.
That battle stopped when everybody got to the stadium, because once they got in the stadium.
Did Pittsburgh win this week?
Okay.
No, we got destroyed too. I'm laughing at
Pittsburgh
too. Yeah, we got destroyed also.
Yes, sir. Reserve some giggles.
Yes, we did.
I'm over here on mute. So,
was it not a battle? Hey, look. If you want to call it a battle, go ahead, bruh. I'm going to go ahead and say, all right.
Okay. You know what? 57, I can't even say it. I'm going to leave. You ain't going to take me down that wormhole. You're not going to take me down that wormhole. You know what I mean? I'm going to mute your ass first. But anyway,
there we go. I do it.
Every game in the NFL is a battle until it's not. It's described and talked about as a battle until we see that it's not. You can't tell me the Chargers were not trying their damnedest, everything in their power to win that game against the Houston Texans. That was a battle. They were battling. You know what I mean? It's just some games like mine, you know, when them Bama gave up the board. Please take over for us.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Come on. Hey, look.
I did.
Good thing they did have a fight on the sideline. Good thing they did have a fight on the sideline. Or we'd have seen no competition at all that game.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't throw no punches at the Cowboys.
You tied with a team that beat nobody else, and then you turned around and got gay that booty up this week, too. Come on, man.
That's okay.
Cut it
ain't
out.
Nobody
Don't
scored
like
56
no,
points.
Okay.
The highest amount of points scored in 20 years on the team. Come on, bruh. Was y'all there? Hold on. My team lost too now. I understand that. And I had to suffer and get over that. Now you need to suffer and get over this, man. Come on now. Walk with us, Kale. Walk with us, bruh. I need you to calm down. I had to get over it.
That was asked of me. I answered every question that was asked of me.
What do you want me to say? I'm going to say whatever you want me to say. Go ahead. I'm going to repeat.
I didn't argue so much with you. I forgot the question now. Answer the question when the question is asked of you. That's all. You know what I mean? Washington took a loss, but guess what? That was one game. One game, dog. One. And it's over. So where your giggles, your cackling, and all that, it's cute. You know what I mean? It's cute. But it was one game, and it's over. Now, you still need to figure out what your team, the team that you rep, have to do to win again. You know what I mean? But it's too easy to think about somebody else's team, right? That's where we at.
Hey, look, you ain't got to throw no salt on that sandwich, do you? You salty as hell.
Yeah.
I think both of y'all still in the hunt, though.
Coming this way, and I can appreciate it. You know, I ain't trying to fire everybody in my staff, man. You know, I ain't the water boy's job is safe. You know, I will say that head coach Ron Rivera, yes, ma'am, is looking shaky for you.
Look, the only person that's ever been right about your team is Marcus. Marcus says he wants y'all to lose, and y'all been losing. That's all I know.
Hey, bro, I understand why you upset with Ron Rivera because he didn't address that that fight and all that, right? But
you really want
him to go?
It's how he addressed it, and if we all can remember, I've been saying that. I don't like that cool hand Luke nature on the sideline. I've been saying
you
want to see him go?
No, I want to see him really get involved with his team.
I want somebody dead.
I want to see him take control of his team. You know what I mean? I want it to be, if a reporter asks you, why did Gibson come out with mismatched shoestrings, you need to know why. Because you're the head coach. You're leading this thing. To say you don't know, you have to talk to someone, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Was that right after the game?
Right after the game.
Because like you said, it happened before halftime. He should have known somebody on the coach. If he didn't know when it happened, somebody on the coaching staff should have been told him, and he should have addressed it at halftime. I got you. He should have been prepped before the post-game interview.
I think as fans, sometimes we act just like the media. We want to know the answer to everything
we just saw right away,
you know? Instead of, I can understand him saying, I know I'm not, there's not going to be any disciplinary action. But that's what he's telling us. We don't know what happened in the locker room. He might have let the team handle it, you know, or he might have handled it undercover. Why we got to know everything that went on according to that situation? We acting like media. What did you do here? What did you do there?
When they have a post-game conference, what are they talking about? Everything that
But I don't have to answer every question you ask me. I'm supposed to show up. I don't have to answer every question you ask. I'm supposed to show
everything
up.
Everything we just saw is what is discussed.
Okay. So your answer, you didn't like my answer. Am I wrong? Does that make me wrong because I said, no, there's not going to be any disciplinary action? That doesn't mean I'm not handling it. That means I'm not going to suspend somebody for two or three games, or I'm not going to fine somebody. It doesn't mean I'm not having
it. What makes it wrong is the fact that it's inappropriate.
Because I didn't tell you what's going on inside the locker room.
I would rather for you to say, look, I'll get back with you guys. It's being handled. I'll get back with you guys.
What he said on the microphone is exactly the way he was handling it. He wasn't taking any disciplinary action. What if he just let the guys handle it? What was anything wrong with that? I guess I'm the wrong one.
Well, I think, because listen, if you're on a national TV show, all the cameras are looking at y'all fighting on the sidelines. It didn't happen in the locker room. I can see if it happened in the locker room. If it happened in the locker room, then it stay in the locker room. This was already out in the public. We already see it. I can see. I'm looking right at you. I can see you.
Hey.
So now it becomes public. What you gonna do about it?
No, me. I don't owe the public an answer. I don't owe you an answer. You asked me a question. I gave you the answer, and the answer was no. I'm not taking any disciplinary action. What I do after that is none of your concern.
Okay, so listen. Now, it's none of my concern, right? You said you're going to do nothing.
That's right.
But then you said, okay, I got it. And then you said, now you're doing nothing, right? So then these two are supposed to handle it their own selves because they're grown men, so they're supposed to be able to handle it themselves. What if they can't handle it themselves? Then you have to do what? Something else.
But see, that's not what you asked me while I was on the podium. You asked me what did I do. That's not what you asked me. You didn't ask me what I'm going to do if it happened again. You asked me what to do about that situation, and I told you nothing. You're not satisfied with that answer.
No, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
No, when I say you, I don't mean you, sis. I don't mean you, sis, when I say you. I'm just talking about in general. You're not satisfied with that answer, so you want me to go into specifics about what it is I'm going to do.
Because as a head coach, answer and handle things, it says a lot. It says a lot.
What does it say?
I'm trying to tell you. Just now, when I said excuse me loud like that to gain you all attention, what the hell? What happened?
Well, what happened? It's your show. We stopped.
That's his team. And that is his team. That's all I'm
saying.
Thank you. That is his team. As a leader of men, there are things that are acceptable and not acceptable. And when you don't come as a head coach with the right answers, you know, 57, you're really
the right answers for who? The right answers for who? For you? When I say for you, I mean the media and everything. The standard? What are the standards? What standards?
The standard.
I
got to
tell
answer,
you everything.
Man.
Hey, look.
Yeah, because Belichick wouldn't have told you nothing, and with nobody had said nothing after that.
Nobody wouldn't have said a thing.
Well, they'd have been like, that's the Belichick way. They'd have said, that's the Belichick way.
Hey, look, Popovich would have did the same thing. They'd have walked on the way.
Those seven Super Bowls that Belichick has under his belt allows him to be that way.
No, it doesn't. If you got standards, if you claim to have standards, you got them all the way.
That's right. That's just like how them referees be saying.
It ain't got nothing to do with Super Bowl.
That's just like the referee saying, oh, nah, he's a rookie. He can't get that call yet. That's just what you just told me just now.
We see it all the time.
But it's wrong. Okay. And I say it's wrong every time. So I'm not going to sit here and say just because Belichick got them seven rings, he get to act like that. No, sir.
I didn't say he does either. I'm saying he does because he has them. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right at all, but I'm saying
so when
he accepted from him because of those rings.
He was doing that before the rings. That been Belichick from day one. Before he got a ring, Belichick ain't give you nothing.
No.
Belichick ain't do nothing. I'm talking about once he became a head coach.
Yeah, because every interview he's ever done, he's been. I mean, you could do all his interviews in 1 hour.
In every interview, the one constant in every Belichick interview, he looked annoyed. He looked agitated. But he's going
What
to
that got
give,
to do with him answering questions?
What I'm telling you, I'm saying this. He's going
No, y'all telling them what? Saying it that way because it's Belichick, and it's still wrong. And what I'm saying is he's been that way before he had the rings. He was that way.
Okay.
All right. And none of the players or the coaches want to come to the microphone.
563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady T's picks. My bad, T.
How about that? Come on, bro.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Oh, when it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there. Sweet flat. If man put a step.
I'm going to say, yeah. Post it up like Ali. Come on, Tree.
All right, you guys. Week 16, we is coming on down, week 16. Congratulations to Tame for week 15. We appreciate your services. Thank you very much. Week 16, let's get it. Let's go. Coming in at the bottom. But not at the bottom. He's at the top of my heart. Coming in, 8 picks, Tang.
What?
Boom. Yeah, we had to hurry up and get him up out of here.
Boom.
Boot him up out of here real quick. And I was glad to put him down for 8 picks. I was glad, bro. I was so glad you only got 8
Penny.
Picks.
That's Penny, yeah.
I ain't never hated on him in my life, but I was hating.
Right.
I ain't
hate,
nobody hate on you, but I'm hating right now. Okay, but anyway, let's keep it moving, you guys. 9 picks. Coming in with 9 picks is these two fuss and fight all day long. 57 and Marcus. Okay.
Any reason why?
They just fight, Lou.
Are they related?
10 picks. No, they ain't related. 10 picks.
Oh.
Coming in with 10 picks, you guys. 10, 3 times. Kale, Reese, and Mima. Coming in with 10 picks.
Look, y'all need to stop sitting close to each other and playing.
Listen, if you haven't heard your name yet, that means you're still in the running.
Lord have mercy. Go ahead and say it.
All right, 11 picks. Oh, man, now say it. Miss T.
What?
All right. I only had 11 picks, you guys, but the winner had 12 picks, you guys, 12 picks and a really good score to go along with it. 12 picks, and the winner is, if you haven't heard your name, you know it's you, Debo.
Debo. Oh,
Debo is our winner, you guys. Debo is week 16.
Hey, wait, how many did I have?
Winner. Lou, you had 12 too, but you can't win.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to cash that by your money, Lou.
Why you can't win, Lou?
I only knew how to get that app.
Yeah, he didn't play. I mean, he didn't play to win. He played, but he didn't play to win.
If I only knew how to get that app.
I keep trying to tell you how to get it.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Having trouble with it, though.
Week 16. Come on.
That was week 16 picks, you guys. I need everybody to study. Study. We got 2 weeks left, regular season. 2 weeks left, you guys.
Final exam.
Yes, final exam time. Yeah. Final.
I'm
final
trying,
exam
what
time.
What did I miss, y'all? What did I miss? You got Titan. I had more than nine. Huh?
You got 10.
Oh.
You had the Titans, the Packers, the Colts, the Rams, the Jets, the Eagles, the Bills, the Bengals, Chiefs, and Dolphins.
I needed that today. He said I had more than that.
You got right.
Said, yeah, you got
okay.
10.
Yeah, you got 10, bro. I got your back. I got you.
That's what's up.
Oh.
That's what's up. Congratulations,
exactly.
Debo, my man. Congratulations, my
yeah.
man. That's about.
We don't even talk to this guy, but like once a month, he wins. Well, then Kale, look, Kale, Reese, and Neymar, they all get the same score. Like they sitting in the class together, cheating off each other's paper. How did that happen?
Hey, 57, guess
what?
Right. That's why that wasn't funny the first time you said it.
First time I said
time
what?
That we all sitting in the same class. You said that with Treach Red at all. But, you know, we,
uh-huh.
we understand. You,
hold on. Did I get a laugh the second time? I got a laugh the second time. All right, man. I accomplished my goal.
I don't think so.
Marcus, what's happening, Marcus?
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Hey, Marcus, what's
going
on? What's happening,
y'all
Marcus?
Must have been in the same class as 57, you and Marcus.
Nah.
Nah. Hell yeah.
That dude.
Hi, Marcus.
Oh, we know
you gonna take up for your boy anyway, Kale. That's cool.
you my boy too, 57. Hey,
whatever.
Y'all crazy.
What's up, though, Marcus? What's going on with you?
Not much. What's up with you?
What's up, Marcus?
Debo won, Marcus.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Debo. Long as 57 ain't win, man, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Hey, Marcus, look. I'm about ready to give you your money back anyway, man. I'm so far ahead of you right now, I ain't even thinking about you no more.
I don't even
look in my rearview mirror for you no more.
You actually not. Hey, Treetop. Hey, can you tell him?
Yeah.
Can you tell him where we at?
Right,
can you tell him the good news? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all bet it. And Mark is week. I mean, y'all start from week one.
No, I won't in week one.
No, it
y'all
was week three.
Week three. Yeah. Gotcha. Hold on, I let y'all go ahead and keep that. Let y'all know in 1 second.
Now, how many you done won, Marcus?
Real quick, 57. Nemo said, tell 57, be glad she's working on a government audit and can't respond to you tonight, but she'll get you on Thursday.
Thursday, I'm gonna be working on one.
That boy,
it did. Soon as she called in, soon as you say, this is Nemo, I'm like, oh, got to go.
Hey,
see, you know, I don't have the arguments well with women. You know me.
No, he doesn't.
I dress up so fast.
Yes, he will.
Yep.
So where are they right now, Tree? Marcus and 57.
Wait a minute, I'm almost there.
Anyway, so Mark,
I got time.
Did you watch both games, the slaughters this weekend, the Steelers slaughter and the Washington football team slaughter?
Yep. Yeah, I watched the slaughters.
Ain't nothing we can really say, huh?
I mean, I really. Hold on, would you like me? Who would you like me to talk about first, yours or mine?
It doesn't really matter, Marcus. They both in the same bag, man. You pick. Take a pick. take a pick, man.
Hold on. Let me tell you about the bags we in. So I knew about my bag at the beginning of the year, right? I talk about my bag consistently the way my bag is. About all of my tune hasn't changed. But hold on, let's talk about your bag. Your bag has changed all throughout the season as far as how you felt about your team. So let's keep it consistent.
The difference is
I knew what my team was week one. You was burning your head in the sand, wishing on any given Sunday and all that. I wasn't doing that.
That's not true. Unlike you, I wasn't trying to shoot my team. I wasn't trying to shoot my team every week, you know, I'm not supposed to try to implode from within.
Hold on. You won't even give your own team a chance. Now, all jokes aside, because I know you cracking a joke and it's funny, it's a knee slapper, slap your knee a couple times, it's funny.
All jokes aside, I was talking about my team.
I'm talking about my team getting better down the stretch and the things that we needed to do to get better down the stretch so we won't have this idea.
That wasn't what you were talking about.
Yes,
you were talking about y'all needed to lose so y'all could get the number one draft pick. That's what you were talking about.
Because
I said you had to do that for 51 times to get
53
good players.
You're not listening. That's what I'm saying.
You're
doing a lot of
talking. Bad.
Your memory bad because all you did was say what I just said. All you did was repeat what I just said.
Okay.
What I said about my team week one, she got the tape, has not changed. I have not negated from what I said. And I stand on it, and now I'm not going to be the one to be like, I'm holding up the flag if I told you so. But I'm more frustrated because I knew this. I wanted to be wrong. I'm more frustrated because
Man,
bro, listen to me. Listen to me. I would have loved to be wrong. But I'm looking at what we have from the beginning of the year, and I'm looking at where we are now. It's the same damn thing. I don't care who on the COVID list.
And that is
what it is about my team. That's how I feel about where we at. As far as y'all was a placebo team too. Everybody wishing on this old man. Yeah, y'all was a placebo team.
That's where you're wrong. I wanted to fire everybody on my team last year. So that's where you're wrong.
I'm talking about this shit.
I've been wanting to fire everybody on our team for a while. You know me now.
Yeah, I'm just going on what you said this year.
Hey, look, I don't care if my team wasn't winning. I still ain't going to say, I hope we lose. I'm not going to be like you. I ain't going to never go against my team like that.
I said I want us to tank. And you did go against your team. It took DMV Kale to pull you out of that.
Every time you and Kale get in trouble on the corner, y'all reach out and grab each other. Yes, you did.
I'm just listening, man.
He threw your name up. You did too, 57. Both of y'all doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And if I can really hear, the bet was, let me be clear, from week 3 to week 16, which is right now, we're in week 16, y'all are actually tied up with the points. You guys are tied up.
Yes.
120 points each.
Oh, okay.
And that's
from
how the bet is set up.
Well, what you mean?
You set the bet up. I'm going by how you set the bet up.
How do we set the bet up?
I mean, you know, from the week you go points by how many points? How many wins? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Instead of from how many wins.
How that work?
I
was over top of him like nine points like 2 weeks ago, remember? And
he scored 11. I mean, 8.
And I scored 11. I scored 11 last week.
Week 13 is where it got crazy because he got 12. He got 12 and you only got 8.
But he still wouldn't have been able to make up 9. It's all good. It's all good. That's all right. We could be tied.
Hey, it's about going into the last 2 weeks.
He got a question in mind. Y'all know I'm going to double check. So on Thursday, y'all know I'm going to have the right answers for y'all. All
right. Okay.
Definitely going to check Reed. Recheck and recheck.
57.
Yes, sir.
Everybody think on 57. He said, reach out and help. Hey, man, it's fun, young. It's fun. And I have to admit, you know, as testy as I get about my team, y'all make this fun, man, because I can go back to a laugh soon. Because, like I told y'all at the beginning of the show, get your treats, man. Get your treats. Because, hey, 57, you almost got it this weekend. Marcus ain't even do nothing, but I kept hearing in my head, I want them to lose, y'all. I want them to lose. So I wasn't called Marcus this weekend. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, Joe, I was over here getting playbacks, man, of stuff Babbage was saying, and I was like, man, I'm going to call that Babbage. Starts up with him. I got to win some way.
Hey, man.
You have to be a winner somewhere.
If we had won our game, you'd have, oh, man, I'd have used every meme I had on my phone.
Wait a minute.
You mean you didn't? I mean, goodness.
No.
You got some more?
Oh, I got plenty more.
I say this Bama don't do nothing but sit around and collect memes all day, man. This Bama got a meme. he pulled Shirley out, man. It's Shirley from what's happening. I said, what the hell, y'all? Come on, man. This too much, y'all. This is too much. But, hey.
Hey, that's football, man.
That's football.
Yes, sir.
And we put ourselves in that position every week by getting behind a win or a loss that we have no control over. We have absolutely no control over. And I'm telling y'all, I'm going to get back to that. You know, Rivera Slim, I need to see something different out of you, dog. I'm about to be one of them dudes screaming and hollering for your job, man. Seriously. Because you standing on the sideline with your arms crossed and folded, and then when you do show some type of emotion or response, your ass is smiling. Really?
Yeah.
What the hell are you smiling at, man? What are you smiling at, dog? Your team out here looking like crap, and you smiling? Come on, man. Nah, dog. No, man. No, that's unacceptable, man. That's unacceptable, you know? And we all can agree on that sentiment. If our team is looking like some garbage, if our team is losing worse than we ever expected them to, and they pan on our head coach, one time he's standing there with his arms folded, just looking, and the next time he hit on Heinicke, when the Dallas defender squared up and hit him to his chest, with his helmet, and they did not call roughing the passer. And I'm like, okay, he's going to throw the flag. Show your team you got some fight. If you want them to fight on the field,
right.
That is, you know what I mean? Show them that you
got
some fight.
They show some fight.
But he stood there and like he didn't even, I swear, y'all, sometimes I find myself saying, does he even know what the hell is going on out there?
Uh-huh.
You know? Because he shows no emotion, and I can understand why. I can understand why he's not all emotional, and because it'll be a thing of the media. But, dude, it's a thing of the media anyway.
I was
going
to say that.
Of the media. Yeah. So, hey, man, give him the money's worth. Shit, shoot.
But he got the same stupid look on his face the whole time, like he, like something stinks, like he just be sitting over there like something stinks, like he's disgusted. Like if you get disgusted and you over there with the stink face, then you need to do something about it.
I can't wait to get out of here. You know, hey, that's 57. Your coach
yes, sir.
Too far behind. Your coach,
hey man, I've been trying to fire my coach for the last five years. I've been trying to fire him for the last 5 years.
We did not see Tomlinson's expression is because he wears a different style of mask. That joke that damn near cover his whole head. That's the only reason we don't see his.
Well, hopefully.
So, I mean,
know.
Hey.
Yeah. We lose on the coach this year, but it won't be him.
Let me tell you something. If I was any of them coaches and when I'm getting on somebody, I would definitely have my mask on because I'm going to be saying me a whole bunch of choice words. You won't be able to read it. But if somebody walks up to the mic, they'll be able to hear it.
What? And I'll be like, keep that boom mic away from me.
Okay.
I'm about to go in right now.
I'm about to go in.
57, I'd be remiss, and I have to hear about it if I didn't tell you this. Debo gives you an attaboy for the throwing the damn towel. He said that was the funniest one, but it wasn't for me. He said that was the funniest one, but not for me. You know,
There you go, Debo.
You know, there you go. He knows now. Because, hey, listen. Me and Debo was on the phone, trees. Y'all, I said something. Oh, the interception. Just start the damn game. And I said, man. And Debo got the giggling. I was like, all right, Joe. I'll holler at you later, man. He was like, what's up, man? Man, I'm gone, man. I'm done, man. I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean? I ain't with all that juvenile crap you doing right now, dog. He was like, man, go ahead, yeah. I was like, go ahead, nothing, man. I'll talk to you later. And we got off the phone and did not talk again till Monday. Hey, man. I don't expect my team to win every game. That would be stupid. But I really never expect them to step out there and looking like crackheads, man. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I never expect that. And I know COVID and injury, but who in the NFL not dealing with COVID or injury? Everybody got that going on, right? That's not an excuse.
Bro, you're absolutely right. It's not an excuse, but it's a reason. Every team ain't like the – I'm just being honest. Every team ain't like the Patriots, the Saints, or the 49ers. Teams that I've seen in the past years that just get up – or the Seattle. I done seen the Seattle Seahawks do it. Our team just ain't got there yet. You already know, man, if we lose somebody, man, we done. We getting there, though. That's the process we going through.
You're going to take the Saints off of that list. You don't have to take the Saints off of that list.
No, he's saying back then that's what he saw.
No, I'm just saying.
Like
I ain't talking about this year. I'm just talking about this year is the first year we've seen the Saints. Like, if they lose when they lost the quarterback, they went down. But the last few years when they lost Drew Brees, Sean Payton always coached them boys up to be ready. This the first year that we saw them. That's why I really named the Saints, because they really was in that boat until this year.
I'm telling you, man, when we lose a player,
I don't understand it either, but we just be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our coach don't coach our players up like that for that, man.
Yeah.
What you're saying is right, Tang, because this is kind of what I was saying. Even though we had depth on our team, the players that we had, it wasn't equal to what we could be losing. You see what I'm saying? You can take one personnel group out and put a personnel group who's equal or even better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And until you can do that, that's real next man up. And until you can actually do that, then you don't really have that. And most of what we had besides certain stars were patchwork people. Like, I mean, honestly, nobody wants to hear this. Gibson is we always making somebody whose original position is something else into something different. He is not a running back, even though he played good as a running back. Don't get me twisted. He is a wide receiver. So, of course, he's going to fumble the ball. You're going to see him fumble the ball. He's going to fumble the rock. You know what I'm saying? You can't expect a player to just miraculously become who you want them to become and be perfect. You know? I'm done.
That's just like that when y'all were saying, talking about the basketball, and y'all were saying how people be put in the right position. And the coaches, when they bring them there, they try to make them do something else that they not. We were talking about that earlier too, Mark. Same thing.
Yeah, but even when that is the case, you can see from that coach, he's as committed and into whatever it is going on with his team as he wants his team to be. Rivera, I swear to goodness, and listen, I'm not just going for a read on him. I'm looking at, okay, dude, if you're not showing any emotion or anything about one coach I used to love, and everybody talked bad about him, was a dude they used to coach Baltimore, the big dude. What's his name, man? Come on, help me out. The guy they used to call
Bill
Russ.
Bill.
No. He and his brother are twins. His brother coached for Dallas.
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan used to call him trash. Rex Ryan used to be like, we got to step up because our coach done said this or our coach done said that. You know what I mean? So we got to step up. And guess what? When they lost, it didn't go further than that post-game press conference. Because you know why? Everybody expected Rex to be the type of coach that wasn't anything necessary to motivate his squad. And some people might look at it like, well, he put his foot in his mouth a lot. Yeah, but he also won Super Bowls, man. He also got more out of his team than a lot of coaches, especially today's coaches, get out of there. I see Sean McVay running up and down on the sideline, high-fiving his boys. I see Shanahan with the Tiger Woods fist pump and you know, the gestures of yeah, that's how it's supposed to be done. You know what I mean? And I look at my coach, and he's reaction-less.
That's how Jason Garrett was. I know what you mean. Oh, I hated that. That's how Jason Garrett was. Yes, indeed. Oh, my gracious.
Great poker face. Let me just say something else, too. That little punk y'all got now, McCartan, slam. Teresa, tell y'all, there's certain people I'd say he look like he need to be punched in the face. You know what I mean? McCartan,
he's on that list, y'all.
Yeah,
you
would
jam
my coach's
throat. Hey, man.
I wanted to punch him in the face so bad on Sunday night. Just off of that smirk look he had. I was like, yeah. He's like one of the families that'll start something and run around the teachers or the administrators. You know what I mean?
The two best players in the game. It's Parsons and Debo Samuel. I don't know. Did Samuels get hurt last week?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, but Garoppolo did, though.
Yeah, Garoppolo hurt.
Yeah, Garoppolo hurt his finger. That's who that was.
Okay. It just seems like San Francisco really knows how to use Debo Samuel in different situations.
You ain't lying.
I'm telling you, man. I can't tell if this guy's a running back, wide receiver.
You ain't lying.
They just using him well.
Yes, that's what you call a football player.
A football
player.
He's a football player, baby. Put him anywhere.
Put him, yeah.
And that's Marcus. I'm glad you brought that up because, Marcus, that's why I don't have a problem with them using Gibson in the way that they are. I don't have a problem.
Hold on, bro. But they made him singularly a running back. He don't catch the ball enough. They don't literally line him up like he going to run the ball, and then all of a sudden he become a receiver. They don't do that enough.
You know, I asked myself that same question. How is he getting pressured? Why aren't y'all throwing the ball to the running back to get it out of his hands quick? If all the defense is focused on Heineke and bringing the pressure towards him, then Gibson is this immaculate pass-catching running back. Throw the ball. Throw the ball. I mean, what are you waiting for? You know?
Exactly.
But again, and if you all remember, I said this. Heineke is not a starting quarterback. He's second string. He is a second-string quarterback, and that's not a knock or a put-down on Heineke, but he's not a starting quarterback. He's second-string, you know. He's the guy to come in, and I don't know what the hell happened to our starting quarterback. You know, I didn't realize his injury was going to take him out for the rest of the season. But it has.
They ain't even wanting to come back.
Kale, did y'all talk about the fight on the sideline? I missed that.
Yeah, you missed it. It was almost a fight on the show.
We had to mute some people. We had to go to commercial.
We had to go. Yeah, hey, look, it was what we call a heated commercial. You had to take a heated commercial break.
I mean, I missed it, my bad, but I think that was a sign of what you said about Ron Rivera, man. He does not have the team locked down like he should.
Right.
He's too soft.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that about him at first.
I'm not going to say he's too soft, but he appears too uninterested. You know what I mean? he appears too nonchalant. And if you're the head coach and you're given the appearance of nonchalantness, what do you expect your team to do? The team takes the energy of the head coach.
Now, hold on. Now, you right, His Jonah is nonchalant. Their energy was passion. Their passion just in the wrong place. But this is what I got to say about him being Saul. There's this rumor about how he not stern enough, the practice is not hard enough. Some of the same stuff that we've heard with the previous coaches. But nevertheless, bruh, my kids, they fight at home. They be on their best behavior when they out in the street. When they go over people's houses, they clean up their house better than they clean up my house.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, and that's because of the level of respect that they have for me. And what I'm saying is, he don't have them. He don't have them for them to act that way, not in their own stadium, not in their own locker room, but in somebody else's stadium. And embarrass him like that, embarrass the organization? Exactly. And that's the other thing. I heard that, too. I heard that, too. He took up for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, 57 made a good point. Robert Burr is keeping with the same mantra that he handled this with from the beginning. So we don't know, seriously, we don't know if there will be punishment or repercussions to come down. We don't know that. But we do know at that press conference, he said, it's over. We've already dealt with it internally. And I'm like, you just said that you didn't know what went on. So how did you deal with it? You know? So how exactly have you dealt with it? You know, said a lot of these coaches are outdated with their philosophies not changing with the time. Before Belichick was Belichick, he was a coach that was given a chance.
Yeah.
So we got to stop going, this guy's going to be good because he's this, he's that.
Really.
Like Marcus just said, that camp Smith reality that has been Washington football for years, we thought we were away from that. But it seems like we're right back at it. We're right back into that camp, and I applaud and I give an attaboy to Ron Rivera for his dealing with cancer and being able to overcome it. But you're a football coach, dog. And we're more excited about you winning football games. We're more excited about what you offer to the football team. You know, we're more excited about that. We're not into all these moral victories that are going on. Come on, Lady T, it's that time, baby.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys had a merry, merry Christmas and a happy holiday. I was just saying a happy new year, and a happy holiday. Merry Christmas, you guys, and happy holidays. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys to the moon and back. Trust me on that one. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you so much. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner, Facebook at Kale's Corner, and blogtalkradio.com/Shaquille McClain. I want to send a special shout out to my Uncle Willie. You know, I love him very, very, very much. We lost him. So I want to send a happy, happy, happy day
for the rest of the family. I'm trying to send some positive vibes to everybody. So we love you guys, and I want to just dedicate the rest of the show to him. Even though I know it's short, I didn't want it to, you know, go on. But we miss you, and we love you, Uncle Willie.
Hey, hey, shout out to Uncle Willie, man. You know, that's one thing I love about this show. We give you flowers while you're here, and you can hear them and receive them. You guys, don't forget Thursday, there's another edition of Lady Cheese Pick'em Thursday. It's coming again. So if you didn't win yet, that doesn't mean you got two more chances. You got two more chances. So put that time in, put that work in, win, and we will see you guys Thursday. I love y'all, man.
Yeah. Thank you.